Hi, it's me again, Char. If you are a new listener, thank you for choosing to click on my podcast. Just a short introduction. I'm Char Quevedo, a little girl with big hopes of inspiring other people through words and art. If you are a previous listener, thank you for staying tuned and joining me in my journey. So, kumusta naman ang mga Valentine's niyo? Ako nagsana all lang. Joke. Actually, hindi siya joke. Nagsana all lang talaga ako. I know it's one of the most difficult times for some people, pero I want you to know that even if you didn't get the chance to celebrate it with a significant other, it's okay. Whether you spend it with your family, your friends, or even alone, it's okay. It doesn't make you less lovable. Actually, ako, I spent it alone, tapos nadapa pa ako. Grabe. I know, very late na. Nanangamusta ako sa Valentine's. And there is no excuse, pero my life was spiraling for the past weeks, the past months. Everything, every aspect of my life seemed like a blur. As in, I felt like a walking confusion. Starting with health, I was not good physically and mentally. I struggled na kumain. If you saw me already, you know how sick din I am. So, mas lalo pa ngayon. My weight fell down to 35 kilograms in a span of 1 week kasi I wasn't eating talaga. Tapos it triggered din my GERD, so I was experiencing heartburns ulit and acid reflux. Thank God, saglit lang yun kasi ayoko na ma-hospital mo kasi masyadong mahal. And wala na akong insurance for that. I'm continuously taking meds for the depression and anxiety. I think it worked though. I'm not quite sure. I have to report pa to my therapist ulit. And I don't know ha, pero kasi ako, so I take it every night, mga 9 p.m. yun. Tapos wala naman siyang immediate effect sa akin. Pero I feel extreme happiness every morning, like mga 8:30 to 10 a.m. Very exact. Pero around that time. So napansin ko, pag early morning talaga. Pero not like upon waking up. As in, tumatawa lang ako randomly, like everything is funny na bigla. Tapos kapag gabi na, I feel empty na ulit. And then, yun, nag-relapse din ako. This time was different from the previous times na, kasi this time, I wanted to die. I don't want to concern anyone, pero I think I had my worst relapse. Kasi I was really researching on overdosing, ganyan, and thinking of how I'll execute it. So, since naririnig niyo pa ako right now, thank you, Lord, I didn't do it. I'll share later yung reflection ko dyan. I was spiritually distant then. I continued praying and attending the groups and listening to sermons. Pero I knew in my heart na wala akong na-absorb and everything was just noise. Parang pumapasok lang sa something at tapos lumalabas sa kabila. I tried having my quiet time pero wala talaga. My heart wasn't just there. Tapos career-wise, I'm not sure. I'm, what, 4 days non-employed na? 4 days of certified tambay na ate nyo, girl? I had a lot of doubts about myself. I know it's the imposter syndrome, but still, it added to my anxiety. I don't know if I really have a career in writing. I'm not sure what I want to pursue anymore. There were just a lot of hanging questions in my head. Kaya rin siguro I thought of suicide because I was tired of looking for answers. So, I'm starting from scratch ulit. Well, like, hindi naman scratch. Pero sanay ako na I have my life planned out. Pero this time, I had the audacity to go back to square one as convinced by past Charlotte with the strong belief that I needed to remove the shackles of what society expected of me, kuno, and start to live the life I want. Yan, yan ang sabi ko sa sarili ko months ago kaya ako nag-resign. And I really do naman. I was kind of regretting it kasi it didn't sink in talaga before na I resigned. Tapos I was like, tagal pa naman. Until I didn't realize na time passed by na pala hanggang sa, ala, 2 weeks na lang. It's 1 week na lang. Mas 3 days na lang. Tapos wala pa rin akong plan. Until na, wala naman akong plano. As in, it came to a point na nga na instead of being happy when people say na, wow, malapit ka na makalaya. Sana all mag-resign na. I was having an anxiety attack. As in, the thought of it scared the soul out of me. Siyempre, kung wala akong trabaho, edi man lang wala rin ng pera. Thank you sa profit sharing ng previous company ko. Pwede mention. So, meron pa naman akong pera to get me through the next month. I hope. Kinakabahan lang ako kasi I'm not really ganun kagastos as before. Hindi naman ako madali mabudol. Pero yung food, guys, yung food. Your ate girl is umarte sa pagkain. I cannot. Hindi pa ako marunong at tinatamad ako magluto. So, ano na, pero take out na naman. So, please remind me to try to cut off my Starbucks intake. But kasi 200 pesos yon. So, sinisig ko my Starbucks. Joke lang. Please share your rewards with me kung talagang natutuwa kayo sa podcast ko. Ito na yung sign. Just send yung screenshot ng card nyo, guys. I will use the rewards lang. I promise. Please. The joke lang. So, everything is revolving talaga sa resignation ko. Like, that decision impacted my life tremendously, pati in terms of relationships. I won't delve into it saka na pag ready na ako. I mean, I knew this was bound to happen. This is what I wanted to happen. Pero I'm still processing everything. Hopefully, things will get better. I know naman na it already is kasi I'm slowly feeling peace naman. So, nasa life update part pa lang tayo, no? Pero, may connect to sa episode today, promise. So, yun nga. Given all these ganaps, how am I able to talk to you guys again na tumatawa and feeling happy? Oy, I'm genuinely happy ngayon, ha? I'm so proud of myself na I can say that. So, the question is, how do you do self-love when you just want to die? Very morbid. So, self-love doesn't always mean treating yourself to a fancy restaurant or bubble baths or maxing your credit limits. There are a lot of self-love activities that may not be IG-worthy but can help you calm the storm in your mind. During my first counseling session, the counselor suggested I do things such as exercising and journaling, but I was already doing those every day for the past months. I built habits, I created a routine. I ensure that I get to exercise every day, journal, write my affirmations, find things to be grateful for, do something creative, read, write, pray. As in all of this, I was already doing every day, but I still felt empty. It was because I wasn't allowing myself to fully feel what I needed to feel. I was just sweeping things under the rug. I saw on TikTok a quote that said, even if you try to eat healthy, exercise, meditate, and so every day, you're never fully healed if you don't declutter your heart and mind. This really hit home kasi I knew I was guilty of it. So this time, I tried to do one thing I was trying to escape from. I just let everything crumble into a rumble. I stopped resisting the thought that my life was, quote-unquote, falling apart and just accepted things as they are no matter how shizzy they felt. I let myself make excuses to not do things. I let myself cry. I let myself sleep all day. I let my dishes pile up. I let myself eat junk food. I let myself fall back to bad habits. I let myself just wallow in despair. I let myself hate myself. I let myself be mad. I let myself be sad. I let myself be ashamed. I let myself feel all the things I was bottling up. Until I let myself feel numb. I let myself not care about anything or anyone. Even myself. Then I started admitting that I wasn't okay. I think it showed naman that life was being sucked out of me. I stopped pretending that I had my life together. Okay, I didn't record for this episode kasi I don't want it to be a task. And as much as possible, I don't want to promote something na ako mismo hindi ko magawa. And hindi ako naniniwala. Well, no moment na yun. Ngayon naniniwala na ako sa sinasabi ko. Masabihin nyo hindi. I let time pass me by. I stopped running and tried to be present. Kahit na the present doesn't feel nice. Then I slowly tried to get back on my feet. I started with not letting the dishes sit on my sink overnight. Then I started doing my skincare routine ulit. Then I made my bed na upon waking up. Then I pushed myself to eat kahit na mahal yung gusto kong kainin. Tapos hindi ko naman mauubos. Then I connected with people. And genuinely connect with people and be there for them. Then I found myself uttering my prayers na nagaling sa puso. Then I started really seeing things to be grateful for. And really meaning the things that I affirm and journal. Tapos all of a sudden, gumising ako. Tapos I felt at peace na. Ah, di ba? Parang magic lang. Ano mo din? Pero hindi. It felt like an eternity being in that state. And I know it sounds simple, pero it took a lot of effort to get back to do what I used to do nang hindi ako nati-drain. This is what they call the power of the compounding effect. I'll quote some lines from Atomic Habits by James Clear. I recommend you read that book if you haven't yet. Okay, so here goes. So all the big things come from small beginnings, and success is the product of daily habits, not once in a lifetime transformation. I think it's like the bamboo metaphor that was also used in the book. So for the first 5 years daw, yung bamboo is hindi mo siya makikita na mag-sprout kasi it's building its roots, but eventually one day, you'll be surprised na it's exploding 90 feet into the air within weeks lang. So yeah, I think that's what happened sa akin. Parang it started talagang sa pinakababa. Then everything was in a clean state. Because I started lang uprooting my values and trying to build on myself slowly until sa eventually naging okay na rin ako. Kasi yung little things na ginagawa nyo everyday or ginagawa natin everyday, parang no matter how small or insignificant you think they are really important. And when they pile up, those little things really help you to get back on your feet ulit. I trust that things happen for a reason, and whatever this phase I'm going through right now, I know that it's an avenue to be better or to help another person. I just have to keep still. I just have to be patient. I just have to trust. I just have to surrender to God and continue to be faithful on His plans for me. To be honest, I don't understand it until now, but I'm just holding on to the belief that everything works for the good, even if it's not evident right now. I also want to take this chance to thank everyone who has been there for me for the past weeks. It's really, really, really important to surround yourself with good people. The people who support you, the people who listen to you, the people who give you advice, the people who pray for you. I really felt blessed on our last big group kasi a few weeks ago, I shared na yun, I wasn't feeling okay. Tapos, they really checked up on me and really tried to show their support for me. That was last time, nung, I think last Sunday? Last Sunday, yeah. We had another D group session, so I said I was okay na. And alam niyo yun, it was really heartwarming to see how happy they were na I was feeling hopeful ulit. That's when I knew that these girls were really rooting for me, and I'm beyond grateful talaga to have these people in my life. And at that point, I was able to say to myself na buti na lang I continued, and there are really people na who love me even on my lowest, even on the days na I don't think I am worthy of love. Sometimes self-love is allowing yourself to lay in bed and do nothing. Sometimes self-love is saying no and not needing to explain it. Sometimes self-love is allowing yourself to feel everything, especially the uncomfortable ones. Sometimes self-love means giving yourself the space to just breathe, even if it means sacrificing some responsibilities. Self-love is listening to the voice inside and being true to yourself. Self-love is admitting that you're not okay, and it's okay. Self-love isn't rainbows and butterflies. It's confronting the mess and learning to clean it up day by day, bit by bit, until you're you again. Self-love isn't one grand scheme. It consists of baby steps of accepting yourself, even the parts you despise. Self-love isn't a one-time thing. It's a continuous process you have to do your whole life. Sometimes you're at the peak and sometimes you're at the bottom. And self-love is showing up for yourself at both times. So, yeah, that's it for today's episode. I hope that you learned a lot. It was a nice catch up kasi it's been long since my last episode. Sabi ko, I will post every week. Pero yan, sometimes life happens and we have to allow ourselves, well, toha lang excuse, allow ourselves to just breathe and be yourself. And yun nga, it's my way of self-love. It's part of my self-love, guys. Kaya tayo may content ngayon. So yun. So again, if you learned anything or you have more suggestions or you want to say something sa akin, criticism or praise or whatever. So I've been receiving then your feedback, guys, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening and staying tuned. Kahit na, minsan di ko alam kung ano yung sinasabi ko. Na joke. Alam mo naman kung ano yung sinasabi ko. So, yun. Thank you so much. And for those silent listeners, thank you. I don't know you. Pero, still, I hope you continue this journey with me. I hope we get to learn together. And, alam niyo yun, if you have something to share din sa akin or to share sa listeners natin, feel free. I don't know how we can do that anonymously if you don't want to make yourself feel known. We'll find a way someday if you don't want yourself to feel known. Ah, baka pwede sa Tumblr. Yeah. Pwede mag-anonymous sa Tumblr. That's also charwrote.tumblr.com. You can message me there. Pwedeng anon doon. Or if you want, if you're okay to let people know you. So, pwede mo sa Instagram or sa Facebook. Again, this is Char, hoping that I can somehow leave people better than I found them. Good morning, good evening, and good night.